This just popped up. Here's another one. Have they lost their spiritual integrity? Do you trust what you hear? How is their authentic practice of faith lined up with the Word of God? Join us as we quickly examine their trust and credibility on this unexpected pop-up. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this pop-up RLE. I literally, and that's very hard for me, for those who know me, have nothing to say while watching this. Okay, I lied. I have two things to say. It's a complete disrespect of God's pulpit, what we should be doing in church. And number two, I'm not really sure how any of this was even remotely biblical and facts. Here we go. Let's dive in.
You got to take care of your husband. You got to, I don't know, cook dinner. Clean your house. Oh, man. Clean up. Take care of yourself. Make sure that your husband has what he needs. Make sure that, listen, I'm mad at you, but you can still get this. I'm not holding nothing hostage.
Your poop mouth. Get out of poop out of your mouth.
Oh, hallelujah.
I feel the glory of God. Praise him in the sanctuary. Yeah. Praise him in the field. Amen.
There's no point system. Well, if you take out the trash, if you help me clean up, you help me the kids, you might get some tonight. No, the devil is a lie. You make yourself available for him because he will find somebody out there, some homewrecker that will give him exactly what he needs with no rules.
Look at somebody and say, Jesus. Yeah, my God.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
I'm trying to help y'all, especially these young women that think, well, he needs to do this for me before. No. Listen, go ahead and get what you need, and I'm going to give you what you need, and we're going to make this thing work because we are a couple. We're in covenant. We're going to make this thing last. We're going to stay together for longer than 8.2 years. I said for life. I said for better. I said for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health. I'm a ride or die. I'm not going nowhere. We got to work this thing out. We got to stick and stay in the name of Jesus. We've got children to raise and grandchildren to see. We've got generational blessings that I don't want to miss out on. I don't want to share memories with anybody else. We're going to make this thing work in Jesus' name. And if you work it, it will work. Come on and give God praise.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Somebody scream, make it work.
Make it work. If you're married, submission. If you're dating, he ain't acting right, leave, baby. Run. Pack your stuff up. Go back and live with mama for a little bit till you get back on your feet. And man of God, if she's not doing what you want her to do as a wife, let her know you're dirty.
Ron, why did you say that? Why?
My house stinks. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. So that's how it's going to be. Y'all want to play.
Can I get a hot meal that's not frozen first? Can you make a pot roast? Can you fry chicken? Can you clean collards? Come on, somebody. Can you make a biscuit? These things matter.
Such an offer only a madman would refuse.
You don't think they matter, but they matter. I'm going to tell you one thing. He might be gone early in our marriage, but when he came home, I had something piping hot on the stove. And I said it had something piping hot in the bedroom too. Amen. Praise God. I had to compete for a little bit, but I ain't competing no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Give that man some pasta. Give that man some peace. And I'll let y'all fill in the other pee.
What in the name?
No!
Somebody should have ran around the church. So I'm just playing. I was playing.
Oh, Jamil's running out the church. The three P's.
And you know what that woman needs? She needs dedication.
Yes.
Some dollars. And I'm going to let y'all figure out the other D.
The other D.
What in the name? No!
Somebody scream, preach!
Preach!
We're going to set somebody free today. Amen.
Wow. A complete disrespect of not only the sanctity of what church should be, but those two have no idea who Jesus is and what the submission of a wife really entails. I don't need to be cooking no biscuits and gravy and turnips and fried chicken. That's not what God was referring to. And what pastor in his right mind would comment like he did? This is the state of our churches today.